The future of the Army is a little bit cloudy because of the budget situation at the Pentagon, but the past of the Army is in good hands. The U.S. Army Heritage and Education Center is educating and informing people about the Army's past, also looking at its present and future. Mike Perry is the executive director of the Army Heritage and Education Center, and he's my guest to talk about what they do and how they do it. Mike, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
It's good to be here. I just need to make one quick correction. I'm the executive director of the Army Heritage Center Foundation. We are the friends group for the Army Heritage and Education Center.
Tell me what the Heritage and Education Center does and then what the foundation does to support it.
The Army Heritage and Education Center really has three key focuses. The first is to preserve the memories of soldiers and their families. Second is to honor their service, and the third is to educate the public and inform the public about what our soldiers have contributed to the Army and to the nation. The foundation, we are a 501c3 that really has, again, three primary functions. First, to build the public facilities at the center, the Visitor Education Center and the Heritage Center, which will have the exhibit galleries, to promote the center, and to enhance its programs by finding ways of expanding its educational outreach activities.
Now, you're located up in my old stomping grounds up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, we're affiliated with the U.S. Army War College. We grew from an archive that the Army established in the mid-1960s at the War College called the Military History Institute. And over years, that collection grew to become one of the largest collections of the U.S. Army anywhere in the world. Key components of it is a veteran survey program. They began actually actively interviewing and asking veterans from the Spanish-American War to provide their memories. And over time, they've done World War I, World War II vets, Korea War vets, Vietnam, Cold War, and they're actually still working now with the soldiers recently deployed. So they gather their letters, their photos, their diaries, and then they make them available to the public.
What goes into collating all of that information? I imagine you have a million different formats, and especially now in the last 10 years or so with the explosion of different kinds of media, you have a tremendous archive of a whole bunch of different ways of viewing and consuming this information.
Well, initially it was all paper based, as it wasn't archived, so the traditional material came in, and they have a staff of folks that are well qualified to care for the paper products. They are now actively engaged in looking at how they will handle digital media as the Army transitioned its technical manuals and field manuals to digital format. They then created a digital library that could be accessed online. They are now digitizing aspects of the collection so that can be preserved. It is a challenge, and they work with the Army and they work with the CIOs to make sure they're developing best practices.
As you and the foundation work to support this, I guess there are a lot of folks that figure this is probably just something that the Army or the Pentagon as a whole supports, and that's why the foundation, I guess, has to probably work double time in budget times like this.
We have to work double time in budget times. The foundation just completed a $12 million facility that it turned over to the Army last year. That facility opened this past May. And it is a challenge as we try to continue to raise funds to expand the campus. Our immediate goal is to build a second phase of the visitor center, which will have an additional gallery, and then classrooms and multi-purpose rooms so we can bring more groups up there to learn about the Army. And then we'll build out the Heritage Center proper with its galleries.
What kind of interaction do you have either with Army personnel who come to use the materials that you have there to do research or whatever, or with the Pentagon as an organization with the same idea as far as using your facilities to do research?
We have a variety of folks who do use the facility there. One of the key aspects is the general public first. I will say that they are the heaviest users, veterans and their families trying to find out what past generations have done. We do an awful lot of off-site work for units deployed in the field. And sometimes that material is is old. In fact, when they went into Iraq in 2003, they found cranes that the Army had left there at the end of World War II that was supporting Lend-Lease into the former Soviet Union. They came back to us, asked if we had field manuals. We digitized the manuals on it, emailed them over to them so they get those cranes operating. We supported the MIA POW efforts by going back to old maps and old records to see if there's aspects. During the efforts in Bosnia, we pulled up old classified studies, one called Moving a Heavy Armored Corps into the Balkans. So there's a variety of ways the materials can be used by those currently serving out in the field.
We have a link to the Heritage and Education Center on the in-depth page. Is there a website for the foundation so people can find out more about you and donate if they want to?
Yes, we are at www.armyheritage.org.